Quality meal at a great price. The Butcher's Block in North Fond du Lac has more than 55 varieties of brats, many specialty hamburger patties, beef sticks, fresh-cut steaks, chicken, and a great selection of gourmet cheese. There's no need to shop anywhere else. The Butcher's Block. They've got the meat. Prospect Avenue, North Fond du Lac.
Where Fond du Lac turns for high school sports. News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance Agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
It's hockey night at the Blue Line and state hockey night at that. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy Cuska here with you. Spencer Wagon back in our broadcast studios as we get set to bring you St. Mary Springs state hockey. For the second straight year, the Ledgers are back into the state semifinals. Last year, they won it all, winning their first ever WIAA state championship in Division II. It also happened to be the first year of Divisions I and II in WIAA hockey. So some history made for the Ledgers last year in making it into the Division II championship and winning over Rice Lake last year to take home the gold trophy. It was the sixth championship overall for the Ledgers. They also are proud owners of five championships in the WISA era. So this year, if they take home the gold trophy, it'll be championship number seven. And their opponent tonight comes from the hockey hotbed of Western Wisconsin. Tonight, it is the Somerset Spartans who make the long trip from far Western Wisconsin, just east of the Twin Cities, right along the Wisconsin-Minnesota border, all the way here to Fond du Lac and the Blue Line Ice Center, which is the home arena for the St. Mary Springs Ledgers. Along with Somerset, who made state last year as well, falling to Northland Pines in the semifinal opposite of the bracket from St. Mary Springs. Other notable programs include Hudson in Division I and both Superior and Lakeland in Division II, who play each other on the other side of this year's bracket. So half of the state teams this year, four of the eight, are from Western Wisconsin, and Somerset, again, no stranger to state as they made it a year ago, and they are back this year, another year of experience, and yet very few seniors on their squad, unlike St. Mary Springs. And we're going to break down both of these teams in their first ever meeting when we return. You are listening to the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance Agency pregame show. Tim Cruz is your American Family Insurance Agent in Fond du Lac. Give him a call, 920-921-7424. And when we return, we'll break down the opponent tonight, the Somerset Spartans. And we'll do that coming up in just 2 minutes. Right here on the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance Agency pregame show on KFIZ.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 537.
American Family Insurance.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh. Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
We are hiring. As an award-winning heating and cooling company, AirTech Heating knows how important comfort is to your family. So we treat our team members and customers like family too. Together we make houses feel like homes. As we continue to grow, we're always looking for dedicated HVAC professionals to join our amazing team. We value experience and enthusiasm, honesty and integrity. We have full-time positions available for installers and service techs with opportunity for growth, ongoing training, and career advancement. Apply today at airtech911.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to the Blue Line. Jimmy Cuska here with you. It is the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance Agency pregame show. Tim Cruz is your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac. Give him a call at 920-921-7424. Well, they do allow some fans in here, so you can hear them off into the background as they introduce the teams a bit. But we're going to break down the opponents first. The Somerset Spartans, they are a co-op of Somerset, St. Croix Falls, and Valley Christian, which is located in Osceola. And the Spartans come into this matchup this year with an overall record of 15-11-1. It's the first time that they've ever met between these two teams. Springs and Somerset have never met in their histories, so it's the first meeting between these teams all time. Somerset has never made it to a state championship game, so no state titles. They did make it to state a season ago, and they, again, were on the opposite side of the bracket from Springs and fell to Northland Pines in their opener. Somerset is going to bring into the game a great number of juniors, 12 of them, in fact, two seniors on the team. They like to rely on defense, good goaltending, and playing fundamental hockey, trying to keep everybody in front of them. A big challenge against a very speedy Springs team we'll see here today. But again, a team that made it to state a year ago when all their juniors and seniors were sophomores and juniors. And Coach told me before this game, Coach Gilkerson told me that they were relying a lot on youth last year, just kind of gaining that experience on the fly. Now they've got to lean into that a bit more this year. Their non-conference schedule includes a lot of games against Twin Cities area teams. So they do bring some of that experience into the fold. Against Somerset, coached by Dan Gilkerson, his 16th year out of Alaska Anchorage in 2003, and 16th year head coach of the Somerset Spartans. And when we return, we'll have a quick breakdown of the Springs Ledgers and get you the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. It is a state semifinal in Division II in the WIAA. The St. Mary Springs Ledgers take on the Somerset Spartans, and when we return, we will have a breakdown of Springs, the starting lineups, and opening faceoff of tonight's state semifinal game. This is the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance Agency pregame show here on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Wisconsin high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back here to the Blue Line. State semifinal hockey about to get underway between St. Mary's Springs and Somerset. Well, we told you about a quick breakdown of St. Mary's Springs. Here's the shocker. They're good again. 24-2 of the year with four players in the running for season-ending awards at WisconsinPrepHockey.net and the Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association. That, of course, led by their center, Brady Welsh, 5'6", senior, 73 points on the year, 40 goals, 33 assists. He's joined on the top line by Dane Dianovich on the left side. He's got 27 goals, 39 assists. The junior, also right-handed. And on the right wing, Calvin Grass, who has 56 points on the year, 25 goals, 31 assists. Top defensive pair, Connor McLaughlin, a senior, on the left side, and on the right side, nominally would be Noah Picker, who has 42 points on the year. The top defensive pair combining for 82 points on the year. And in net, Hayden Rising, starter as a freshman last year. A sophomore as a left-handed glove, has a 9.928 save percentage. We'll be back with the opening faceoff right after this on KFIZ.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at coaloilandpropane.com.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back inside the Blue Line. You are listening to News Talk 1450 KFIZ Fond du Lac. Big thanks to Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac, for bringing us the pregame show. Give him a call at 920-921-7424. The lineups have been announced. The anthem has been completed. And all that's left to get this thing going is the drop of the puck at center ice here at the Blue Line. Division II state semifinal, St. Mary's Springs, the Ledgers in the white sweaters with black shoulders and black breezers The opening faceoff controlled by Somerset in the black sweaters, black razors, black helmets, red stripes around the waist and the elbows. Alternating red and white stripes for Somerset. The ledgers will move right to left as I see it here high atop at the blue line. With the puck in his own zone to start things off is Levi Post. For Springs, trying to dig it out of the far corner, bouncing puck hits the far side boards at the red line and dribbles in into the offensive set for Springs, who are going to be, as Coach John Walsh says, on the attack over and over and over again. That's their motto, attack, 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 and then attack some more is the direct quote I have attributed to him. Puck dances around behind the net to the near side boards. It is knocked away by Somerset up the ice. A.J. Simpkins, starting right winger, knocked it up the ice near side. Springs sent it right back in. Calling for it is Pickard along the blue line near side, and now they'll wheel it back out. Dionovich has it at near center ice, and we are going to get a whistle, and this one will be result in a faceoff coming up. Near side circle, they're going to get the line changes in here and get started. Just a minute in, scoreless hockey game. Brady Welsh up for Player of the Year in the state of Wisconsin. 40 goals on the year, 33 assists, had a couple of big goals last week in the win over Oregon on Saturday, a 4-0 shutout win. Springs has yet to give up a goal in these playoffs. Somerset has it along the near side boards, right side of the offense, inside the circle. Bounce off the puck was Abe Sirik, and the puck trickles back to the blue line. Controlled now by the Ledgers in their own zone, slapping it into the neutral zone. A quick chip toss ahead by Kelvin Grass, who had it along the far side boards. The puck cycles all the way through just in front of net. And now the net comes off. It's Morris, the water bottle goes flying off into the glass as a couple of players collided on a rebound attempt out in front. Grass, after passing it in from the neutral zone, crashed in hard from the right side, sprawled into the net and sent the water bottle flying. So they'll reset. Get the net back on its post, and we'll have a face-off coming on the blue line on the far side of the ice. To my left, Welsh to do battle here for Springs against Owen McDonough, the top center for Somerset, and the face-off is won by Springs. Puck gets behind the net, and now a feed right back out in front for Welsh. This one is sent back to the blue line, then driven right back in by Bellendier. Off the right side for Springs. Now the puck is sky high, almost to the rafters. A breakaway try for Somerset, and the pass can't connect from the near side. Gomez, all alone down the ice, tried beating it to his left, and it couldn't find his teammate Simpkins, who was waiting for it in front of net. Had a half a goal in front of him, so a missed opportunity there for Somerset. Springs down with the puck. Bellendier up the ice near side. Sends it across the boards, far side. They'll wave off icing. The puck actually went on a diagonal off the board right to net, where it is kicked right back out. Now right out in front of Somerset. Welsh had it for a second, and then sliding in with Simpkins to kick the puck away. Caleb Bentz got down, too, to keep that puck out in front. Now the Spartans, the Somerset Spartans, send it from left to right all the way down. That is icing, and we'll get a faceoff in the offensive zone for Springs. Well, early going, you know, for these state semifinals, two teams that have never played each other, feeling each other out here in the opening 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Somerset likes to play a slower pace, a slower style of hockey than Springs, but Springs, if they get out in front, they can move up the ice in a hurry. Third line in as Caden Blank takes the face off in the far side circle in the offensive zone for the Ledgers to my left. Puck bounces out in front. Here's Canning's with it into the right side boards, then pinned up against the boards behind goal as he tried to chase it around. Wheel route out to the top. It is going to be picked up there by Connor Schramm. Schramm, a cross-ice pass is deflected back behind goal to the far side of the ice. It is taken there by Blank. Blank fights for the puck, digs it off the ice. Out in front, and here's a chance on the right-handed shot. It's going to be saved out in front of the ice. The rebound try is up. That one is knocked out. A third try, deflected out as well. And Springs had a couple of looks there right out in front, and nothing doing as they will clear it out. Will Somerset all the way into the neutral zone. Picked up there at the top by Cannings, who drives it back in. Now Somerset gets it right back up the ice. And we are going to get a quick whistle here. We had a lot of players out on the ice, and we actually have a penalty coming here. 13:09 to play in the first period. And the penalty is going to be on Noah Bailey of Somerset. So a two-minute power play coming up here for Springs. The near side, it comes. It'll be Pickard. Pickard waits for it, chips it to his right. McLaughlin has it. Back up on top to Pickard to drive through. The puck is knocked away. Interference is the call. With 2 minutes for interference. Here's Welsh blasting it up right side. Puck is deflected away. And Welsh will retreat to recover the puck as Somerset couldn't clear it. Welsh with it behind his own blue line now on a stick tap ahead to McLaughlin. McLaughlin loses control of the puck at the red line. And Somerset this time is able with Simpkins to swat it down the ice. And with a minute 20 left in the power play, the Ledgers will get right back to work from behind the blue line. A no-look pass to the near side. That's Pickard sending it in along. Trying to find some room to work out in front. Pickard keeps the puck, skates across the ice from near side to far side. Now a wraparound pass to the top to Welsh, and it'll be again cleared by Somerset. This time, doing the duties is Kieran Defoe. His brother, Jacob Defoe. Twin brother, that is. Not on the ice at the moment, but they do see time together. Springs with 43 seconds on the power play. Trying to get it out. Welsh dancing around a couple of defenders. Can't do anything with it. Back to McLaughlin. Setting up on point. Tries to send one through. This one bounces up the glass behind the net. That one was kind of a changeup, if you will, on a drive inside. Oh, a wraparound try, and it's going to be set out in front. Somerset will just kick it out. Welsh trying to dance between three defenders, and nothing doing there. McLaughlin back out on top. Will take it. Now to Welsh up the right side. A shot and a glove save made by Caleb Bent. 15 seconds in the power play. On the puck that was out in front, it sat in the crease for what seemed like an eternity. It took 3 seconds before anybody decided to go after the puck. I think everybody assumed that it had been covered up by Bent in goal. Instead, it was just sitting out there on the ice. Simpkins had the presence of mind to knock it down the ice. Isaac Hyland wins the faceoff. 13 seconds now left in the power play. Bellandier back to the blue line. Sends it to the near side. Pickard has it. Gets chased down. Back over to Bellandier, and he'll take a shot left side. Oh, my goodness. It rings the post. And Hyland diving into the net knocks it free with 3 seconds left in the power play. That one came all the way across and hit the top left corner of the pipes and bounced right back out. 3 seconds left in the power play, 11-12 left in the first period. Scoreless hockey game, St. Mary Springs v. Somerset in this Division II semifinal. Springs, the defending state champion in Division II. Hyland in the faceoff circle, working against Defoe, Kieran Defoe, that is. Faceoff won by Somerset, and the power play expires. Back to even between the teams. Springs trying to work it up the ice. Max Vandeslunt mishandled the puck with the stick, tried to pass it across the ice, and he topped it like if you're driving a golf ball off the tee, you hit the top of it. Pass comes all the way ahead, and we're going to get an offside as Somerset had a player waiting for it on the blue line, and he was about 6 feet out in front of it. It was Noah Bailey, so we'll get a faceoff coming out of the TV timeout with 10:46 left in the first period. Your score, St. Mary Springs nothing, and Somerset nothing. So far, just the one penalty against Somerset. 2 minute interference call against Noah Bailey. Shots on goal. 5 shots on goal for St. Mary Springs, none for Somerset. So 5 saves for Caleb Bentz on the year. Save percentage just north of 92%. Goals against average, 2.19. He is one of just 2 seniors on this team. The 2 reserves are both freshmen. Face-off inside the left side circle of the St. Mary Springs offensive zone down to our left on the near side. Somerset will control behind the net, 10:37 first period. Somerset trying to work it up the ice. Springs there to meet him, though. And crashing in hard as Vandeslunt to take the puck away. Now gliding in from the right side is Schramm. Schramm will go all the way behind net, tries a backhand feed. Now Vandeslunt has it along the near side. Puck comes free along the near side. McLaughlin chases it down in the neutral zone, and Vandeslunt dumps it back in as Springs will change it up. Isaac Hyland tracks the puck behind goal. Somerset with four players behind their own blue line trying to advance it. And finally, do get it free, but right into the waiting stick of Ian Sobel of St. Mary Springs. Now back up the ice it comes. We got a breakaway try off the left side. If they hurry, blankets up in front. Rebound try, slam home! Caden Blank off the left side. His defender fell along the near side. He took a shot in off the back of the netminder, and waiting was Anthony Koenigs to cash it in. Koenigs with the rebound goal, 9-6 may be the scoring. We'll get that official in total in a second at 9:50 to play in this first period. Koenigs gets the goal. Blank gets the assist. 9:50 to play in the first period. The goal came. So, yes, it was indeed Koenigs cashing it in off the back of the netminder. An assist on the play will go to Blank. Third goal of the year for Koenigs, and it comes in a state semifinal. Meanwhile, Springs on the ice. Welsh had it for a second across the blue line far side. Lost control of it. Now Somerset had a 3-on-2 for a moment. Rising will cover up the puck as they took that shot from halfway between the blue line and the red line, and I think Somerset just trying to get themselves a chance to get a line change in as Springs, coming out of the goal, just went to work on the netminder. Springs is relentless. They are fast. They are always on the attack. That allows perhaps more in transition, but they are fast enough to recover. This team has got a lot of experience, of course, 24-2 on the year. Their two losses, by the way, are to teams that made the state tournament. Were top seeds. Edgewood had to forfeit out of it. That was one of their losses, but Edgewood was one of the top teams in the state. They were a one seed in Division One as Somerset ices the puck. And we'll get a faceoff coming in the offensive zone for St. Mary Springs, approaching the midway point of the first period. St. Mary Springs 1, Somerset nothing in this Division Two state semifinal. Somerset, of course, a state trip a year ago, a junior dominant team with a senior goalie. Here's a shot, a redirect try out in front. This one is going to miss just wide left to the near side. As waiting for it was Grass trying to redirect that one in off the pass attempt by McLaughlin. Now the puck trapped in the near side corner. Back up on top. Here's a one-timer. This one blasts off the pads of Bentz. Right from the top was McLaughlin. Put a little extra on that one. That one got there in a hurry. Now a pass ahead. Here's a try for Simpkins off the right side. His cross ice pass is knocked off the line. Gomez was waiting for it, but catching up to it was the Springs defense. Now Welsh chasing as he tries to intercept between the defensive pair. Oh, a defender falls down. Welsh catches up to the puck. He gets up in front. A wraparound feed right out in front. A shot and a save. Right out in front was Grass, and Bentz denied him. Now quickly the other way, as it'll be Gomez driving in off the right side, and catching up behind him is Pickard to take it away out to the neutral zone, and then Somerset hammers it right back in. Pickard circles behind the net to the near side to catch it. Off the near side circle, slaps it against the wall off the ice. Somerset bouncing puck goes right back into near goal where Hayden Rising will tap it with the stick, and it'll get advanced up along the near side boards. Follows the boards all the way around, and then Isaac Hyland gets in there and puts a little shoulder into somebody. Somerset will recover with it, trying to get it up the ice. Puck is trapped along the near side boards by Vandeslunt. Vandeslunt, cross-ice pass, is going to be completed to Post. Post, driving it hard up the right side, gets pinned between two defenders behind net, and the puck comes free to the near side. 7-10 first period, 1-0 St. Mary Springs. Somerset with possession of the puck. Springs will intercept. Here's a backhander feed by Ballandier. to nobody in particular. It's caught behind net, though, by Post. And he'll walk it right back out. Now Vandeslot up on top. Here's Bellinger left alone. And a shot and a glove save by Caleb Fentz. 6:52 first period. It is St. Mary Springs 1 and Somerset nothing. First ever meeting between these two programs. Somerset began their youth hockey program in 1986. Meanwhile, St. Mary Springs, what were they doing in the 1980s? Well, I'll tell you, they were competing at a very high level in the WISA state championships in 81, 82, 85, 86, and 87. And if that's not good enough for you, they were also runners-up in 83, 84, and 1990. So in the WIAA, they've been to state three times, twice as a state alum, also made it in 2018 for this large group of seniors on this St. Mary Springs hockey team. 3 of 4 years making the state in over 80 victories for the senior class. Pass across the ice. Four Springs working right to left. McLaughlin trying to find somebody home. Welsh camped out waiting for it. Out in front, he'll take the pass in the center. And on a pass out to the left, Dijanovic, a drive is off the back end of the stick of Bentz. That'll go down as a save. 6:30 to play in the first period. 1-0 advantage Springs. St. Mary Springs still possessing the puck. And then the puck bounces off the skate of Welsh and will trickle back in. Behind their own net. Pass up the ice. Picked up by Dijanovic. Dijanovic up with the Welsh. Welsh looking with a shot off the right side. Rebound is going to be knocked away as well. Took that bomb off the right side. Now the puck comes free. And it'll be Somerset, a high puck. It floats in the air for a moment. And then Pickard just tries to drive it ahead. Picked up out of there, out of some traffic. Backhand pass across to Welsh by Grass. Is deflected all the way out to the boards, and the puck still sort of out the break. Now a breakaway try as Simpkin gets out ahead. Now Gomez had it for a moment off the left side and sent right back down by Dijanovic. And Springs now will have a chance at their own breakaway. Nice move on the right side. A backhand pass, a shot by Koenigs, and it's saved by Bentz. A drive by Picker quickly on the reverse there in transition. Put a good move on his defender to get around him. A backhand try to Koenigs looking for his second goal of the game. And now it'll be a face-off as they cover up the puck with 5:28 to play in this first period. St. Mary Springs 1 and Somerset nothing on our Quest Interiors scoreboard. Pickard with a drive off the right side goes right back in behind the goal. They try to dig it out of there. Somerset pushed it up along the far side board. Pickard, cross ice pass to the near side to Bellinger. Bellinger from the neutral zone. That is a high arching puck that drops in right between the glass and the board. Could have gotten stuck if it was a perfect lay-in, right? Hit right above the board and right below the glass. Working with it, Pickard off the right side, a bouncing puck through, and the rebound try deflected off the face mask of Bentz, the netminder. They have been peppering him with shots. Now a dozen shots on goal. Another shot in, this one off the stick. And that time, it was Korb, Jonathan Korb, who was waiting with it. And the puck will go all the way back down as Somerset, just to get themselves a breather, knocks it all the way down the ice, an icing call, and we'll have a face-off in the far side circle. 4:39 to play in the first period. Springs 1, and Somerset nothing up on our Quest Interior scoreboard. Quest Interior, flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, exceptional savings, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. Face-off won by Highland, and the puck goes right to Bentz, the Somerset goalie, who falls on top of it, and will do it all over again. Isaac Highland, the grandson of Hall of Fame football coach Bob Highland, in the face-off circle. Also an outstanding football player in his own right. Pass out in front. Oh, and there's Highland waiting for it. And this one just off his stick. Now a blast from point is going to be knocked off the blocker by Bentz. That time it was McLaughlin on the drive. Now from the blue lines, trying to get this puck to go through. Fanned on it twice. And then finally, Sham gets it in there. But it goes well behind net and well off to the left. Now we've got a whistle, and I'm trying to gauge by the reactions. The official making the call. is looking up into the crowd. I don't know necessarily what that was. We'll get the call from the official here in a second. They're going to reset the net. There was an official that was looking up at the crowd for a couple of seconds. The crowd on the near side, perhaps vocal. We're going to face off left side of the offense for St. Mary Springs, down two by left, as Springs plays right to left. 4 minutes to play in the first period. St. Mary Springs 1 and Somerset nothing on the Cleston Terriers scoreboard. Somerset dances with the puck behind the net, trying to get it out of there. They've been playing behind their own goal line for much of the first period. If you have a time of possession in hockey, it's been dominated by Springs. Gomez, with a changeup, gets the puck into the offensive set. As Somerset looking to equalize this one with 3:35 to play in this first period. Working with it is Trim for St. Mary Springs. Highland now will take it along the near side, tries to pass it up ahead. There are three Spartans there waiting for it, though. A swarm of black jerseys to knock it away. And then it comes free to McLaughlin, who just kind of stick taps it ahead, and it gets all the way down. Nobody caught up to it, all the way to the backside boards. And Somerset will ice the puck going the other way, just trying to lead feed it out of there. And 3:06 now remaining in the first period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Mary's Springs 1 and Somerset nothing. The lone goal in this game came with 9:50 to play in the period, so 7 minutes and 10 seconds elapsed in the period. There was a rebound by Anthony Koenig, the senior, his third goal of the year on an assist from Caden Blank. So the third line has done the damage so far. Second assist of the year for Blank and 6 points total for the junior. We told you this is a junior-dominated team, or senior-dominated team from the case of Springs. 9 seniors total. Plenty of contributions, though, from all classes, as they did a year ago in winning the championship. Virtually the same team back this year. Only a couple of additions. Face off on the right side of the offense for St. Mary Springs. Won by Somerset. Somerset doesn't have the numbers. We're going to try to skate with the puck up the far side. Instead, now we'll play it into the neutral zone. Puck bounces off. Noah Bailey right side takes a shot. This one bounces off the side of the net. Back up on top. A blast right out in front. And a block there. Getting out in front of it was Dionovich. And he is coming up hurting. He got right in front of that puck. And he blocked it. But he paid the price, so he'll come off the ice with 2:20 to play in the first period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's a drive and a glove save by Rising. Bailey came up the ice near side, kind of a half-hearted wrister from the right side. Rising didn't have to glove save it, but did anyway. And we'll get a face-off in the near side circle with 2:14 to play in this first period. St. Mary's Springs 1, Somerset nothing on the Quest Interiors scoreboard to my right. The clock ticks away here. Shots on goal way in favor of Springs. 14-2 in this period. Here goes Somerset up the near side ice. McDonough gets it. Fans on his pass attempt across the ice. He is bullied into the wall by Schramm, and Schramm will kick it around the ice. Cross-ice pass comes to the near side to Vandeslund. Vandeslund can't catch up to it, though, as it bounces off the penalty box down in front of me. Springs will still maintain possession, however, and McLaughlin for St. Mary's Springs sends it up the ice right to left. Pickert with a stick tap ahead to Highland off the right side, and then Highland puts a big old body blow into Somerset of a collision on the far side of the ice as he gets into Jacob Defoe. Puck's out in front of the circle, right side. A quick blast there by Canning's no good. Now he chips away at the puck as it gets deflected right back in front of him. Defensive pair right now is McLaughlin and Pickers. That defensive pair is 82 points on the year. Both are up for Defensive Player of the Year in the state of Wisconsin. So a minute to play in the period. It'll be Owen McDonough for Somerset gliding down the ice, and he'll send it into the glass on the backside. It'll get a faceoff coming with 53.4 seconds left in this opening period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It is St. Mary's Springs 1 and Somerset 0. Long trip for these Spartans. St. Croix Falls, Osceola, and Somerset. Not an easy way to get to Fond du Lac from far western Wisconsin, but they are here and down by just one goal to the defending champions in this opening period. But St. Mary Springs has been peppering the net. 15 shots on goal. They work with it behind goal with 40 seconds left in the opening period. And now Pickert begins the attack. Pass up the ice near side. Going to get free all the way down to the Somerset goal. And now giving chase is Kelvin Grass. Grass trying to catch it out in front. Now they'll wheel route it to the near side. Trapnell into the corner. Welsh gets into it with a handful of Spartans. The puck comes along the near side boards. 15 seconds left in this opening period. Puck comes free to the neutral zone. Welsh has it. He gets around a defender. Sets up in front of pass and deflected off the stick as Pickert was trailing to the left. And now with 1 second with none, the period ends. A great try at the very end by Springs to try to get a second goal just before the buzzer. But the horn sounds, and at the end of the first period, it is St. Mary's Springs 1 and Somerset 0 on our Quest Interiors scoreboard. Coming up, it's our Taco Bell intermission report, and we'll have that coming up for you right after this. You are listening to St. Mary's Springs Hockey right here on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be the true champions.
There's no escape. You can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back here to the Blue Line. It is time now for our Taco Bell intermission show. Locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable after the game and live Moss. Looking up at our Quest Interiors scoreboard, it is St. Mary's Springs 1 and Somerset nothing. The lone goal came 7:10 into the first period. It was a rebound by Anthony Koenig off of a shot attempt by Caden Blanket off the back of the goaltender. And then it was Koenig there to poke it home for the only goal of the opening period. Shots on goal in the first period. 15 by St. Mary's Springs and 3 by Somerset. So that, of course, is 3 saves for Hayden Rising and 14 saves for Caleb Bentz. Only one power play in the first period came at 13:09 to play in the period. Interference call against Noah Bailey of Somerset, but the power play was denied. So 0 for 1 of the penalty was Springs in that opening period. Again, St. Mary's Springs 1, Somerset nothing, and we'll turn it over to Spencer Wagon back in the KFIZ studios for a quick look at scores from around the area. Again, on your Quest Interiors scoreboard, after 1, it is St. Mary's Springs 1, Somerset nothing in Division 2 state semifinal hockey. You are listening to the Taco Bell Intermission Report right here on KFIZ.
We are hiring. As an award-winning heating and cooling company, AirTech Heating knows how important comfort is to your family. So we treat our team members and customers like family too. Together we make houses feel like homes. As we continue to grow, we're always looking for dedicated HVAC professionals to join our amazing team. We value experience and enthusiasm, honesty and integrity. We have full-time positions available for installers and service techs with opportunity for growth, ongoing training, and career advancement. Apply today at airtech911.com.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Wisconsin. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thanks for listening to High School Hockey here on News Talk 1450. KFIZ at the first intermission in this WIAA Division II state semifinal matchup. St. Mary Springs with a 1-0 lead over Somerset. And we'll get it back out to Jimmy Cuska here in just a bit. Spencer Wagon here in the AirTech Heating Studios with the score update following lots of stuff going on this evening, including Division III girls sectional basketball, sectional semifinal action, and right now, over in Oostburg along the lakeshore, Winnebago Lutheran, they hold a halftime lead over Oostburg 25-21. Again, Vikings up 25-21 in that contest. In Madison, Wisconsin Badgers trailing at home to the Iowa Hawkeyes 61-52. That game late in the second half. And at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, the Toronto Raptors leading Milwaukee 49-32, about 4 minutes and change left before halftime. In that one. Keep you up to date on those scores as we roll on here this evening. Again, score in our Division II state semifinal hockey matchup tonight here at KFIZ. St. Mary Springs 1 and Somerset nothing. Take a look at that KFIZ 3-day forecast before we send it back out to Jimmy. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of some snow showers after midnight tonight. Lows down to about 10. Mostly cloudy and 18 on Friday. Sunshine and 20 for Saturday. And how about 30 for Sunday? Do have some snow possible In the afternoon, looks like mid to upper 30s most of next week. Right now it's 15 here at KFIZ. Hockey continues after this on News Talk 1450.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
There's no escape. You can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell, because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
We are hiring. As an award-winning heating and cooling company, Airtech Heating knows how important comfort is to your family. So we treat our team members and customers like family too. Together we make houses feel like homes. As we continue to grow, we're always looking for dedicated HVAC professionals to join our amazing team. We value experience and enthusiasm, honesty and integrity. We have full-time positions available for installers and service techs with opportunity for growth, ongoing training, and career advancement. Apply today at airtech911.com.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza. 12 varieties to choose from. All with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies for their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back here to the Blue Line. Jimmy Cuska here with you. Spencer Wagon back in the broadcast studios. It is the Taco Bell Intermission Show with locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable after the game and live Moss. So again here, St. Mary Springs, 1-0 lead on Somerset up on that Quest Interiors scoreboard. On the other side of the bracket, it was Carter Kalin just moments ago with 55 seconds left in the opening period to give Superior a 1-0 lead in the other Division II semifinals. So if you're following along on the brackets on the other side of this one, also a 1-0 game, that one close to the end of the first period. Again, here on the Quest Interiors scoreboard, a 1-0 lead for Springs. A goal by Koenigs on a rebound from Caden Blank. So Blank got the assist. Koenigs gets his third goal of the year. And that is the difference in this Division II semifinal. This has been the Taco Bell Intermission Show with locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable after the game and live Moss. We will have the second period right after this, right here on KFIZ.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to the Blue Line here in Fond du Lac. Jimmy Cuska here with you. Spencer Wagon back in the broadcast studios presented by AirTech Heating. AirTech and Bryant doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. It is the start of period number two. St. Mary Springs with a 1-0 lead on Somerset up on our Quest Interiors scoreboard. The teams will trade ends. It'll be Springs moving left to right this period. So that'll be the direction against Springs in the white sweaters, black razors, black helmets. Have the white and black stripes around the knees and the waist. And on the inside part of the elbows, a black stripe along the shoulders. Some blue numbers. Somerset, the road team in this matchup. And in reality, this is the home ice for St. Mary Springs. All black uniforms except for the red and white stripes around the waist. The legs down the sides of the jerseys and around the elbows. Black helmets as well for Somerset. Second straight state appearance for both of these teams. Of course, Springs won it all last year. Somerset got drubbed by Northland Pines in the opener. Faceoff for the second period won by Isaac Highland. And starting with it is Ballandier off the left side. They'll slam one into the boards behind the net near side. Vanda Slunt trying to dig it out of there and can't do anything with it. Instead, Somerset will try to send it ahead. A bouncing puck will come all the way to goal as Vanda Slunt, I don't think he was trying to shoot it. I think it just got through traffic and deflected off enough defenders. And now the puck gets dropped right back in along the far side. Now inside the circle. Somerset trying to pass ahead, looking for Gomez along the near side, calling for the puck. Now gets it. Nobody on him, but they'll catch up quickly as Ficker collides with him along the near side into the corner, and the puck will come free along the near side. Just underway, second period, 16-14 to play in it. 1-0 Springs on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Puck is still trapped in the near side corner. Still trapped in the near side corner. There are five players trying to pull it free. And now finally it comes back out to the blue line. Vandeslug goes on the attack as he'll have some help across to Picker. No, he'll slam it through off the left blocker of the netminder, Caleb Bentz. And the puck will bounce all the way free into the neutral zone before Welsh picks it up. Welsh, full head of steam in, drop pass, and a shot off the right side and punched out with a stick by Bentz on the far side of the ice. Good look at that one there. Now a shot attempt from center ice comes all the way through. And we have a penalty coming up. Looks like we got an elbow. Yes, we do. And we will have our second penalty of the game. And this one comes at 15:27. It'll be the same player as last time for Somerset. Noah Bailey in the second period is going to go for 2 minutes for an elbow. So a two-minute power play, second power play of the game for Springs. With 15:27 to play in the second period on the Quest Interior scoreboard, a 1-0 lead. Welsh to face it off against Owen McDonough of Somerset. Somerset wins the faceoff. Simpkins will blast it down the ice, and they will actually have a McDonough on a lead feed. He was looking for the shorthander, and then the puck was knocked off from behind by Pickard, who caught up to him. And now Springs will reassert themselves as Simkin knocked down the puck at center ice. Springs having a lot of trouble getting in on this power play. Already 24 seconds have elapsed in it. Just having trouble getting set, so we're going to get a quick reset as the puck got stuck, I think, on top of the net. Now we're going to get a faceoff. On the near side of the ice, inside the circle, as this one will be Welsh who wins it. McLaughlin for Springs sends it back. Left to right goes Welsh, gliding in along the near side, into the corner, and now finally scoots one along the boards. Back out to point. Picker takes it from the top of the circle. A redirect try right through, and a stick save by Bentz as he covers up. Dijanovic redirected it from right in front, and covered up by Bentz in front of goal. 79 seconds remain in that power play. Four Springs, 14:46 second period, 1-0 lead for St. Mary Springs on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Welsh to face off, and now they're going to send him out, and they will cycle in now. Grass. Grass faces, wins the faceoff, back to Welsh, and his shot is deflected off his stick. Took a good crack at that one, and now Welsh will have it right back out near the blue line. Moves into the near side. Now a drop pass for McLaughlin, who tries to get it back to Welsh, who dances with it behind goal. sends it back out, a pass right out in front, and the rebound tried just wide. Welsh catches back up to it. Now here's Pickard, cross ice, here's the glove with a drive, and Grass waiting for it, trying to poke it through, but a glove saved by Betts off the top of his glove. And now Pickard recovers for the Ledgers on this power play with 45 seconds left in it. A drive in behind net. Pickard's got it. Works it back out to the far side of the ice, top of the circle now as he wheel routes around, turnaround pass McLaughlin. Tries to push one through the pile. That one does not go. Puck comes free out in front of the blue line, and this one is going to be caught up to by McLaughlin along the near side. They hurry. They have another crack at this one with 23 seconds on the power play. They do hurry. Dionovich with a drive off the right side. This one bounces off the bottom of the glove and the left blocker pad of Benz. Had a hole about the size of a basketball, and Benz dropped the arm just quick enough. 8 seconds on the power play. Sandeslund off the near side for the Ledgers. 5 seconds. Now 4 left in the power play. Somerset will recover. Dangerous play in front of the goal, and they will clear the puck. Icing waved off, and we're back to even with 13:22 to play in the second period. Springs 1, Somerset nothing on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Play behind the net. Nearly intercepted. Now the puck comes out in front. Somerset trying to find a way to clear the puck. Vandeslot takes it off the stick, tries to send one into the right side, but three defenders all in a row waiting for it, and the puck does not get through. Simpkin swats it down the far side, back into the neutral zone. Now a battle as Highland and Bailey get into it along the far side, two of the more physical players in this game, and the puck will drift harmlessly to the near side in the Somerset offensive zone to my left. 12:44, second period, 1-0 Springs with the lead on Somerset. Springs in possession of the puck behind their own goal, now sent along the near side board. Post has it, dug out of the corner. Puck now dribbles all the way to the neutral zone, and Somerset will have possession of it as they will get a quick line change in. Will Springs working with it behind goal. Is Somerset Jacob Defoe. And somebody ran into the net. Actually, one of the goalie pads actually came off. Well, Benz has been working hard. You sort of expect that. You had to work that hard down there. The equipment might be falling apart a little bit on you. You're having to be as busy as he is in goal. 21 shots on goal by Springs. Not even halfway through the second period. 1-0 Springs with the lead on Somerset. 12:17 second period on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Somerset wins the faceoff in their own zone, but it's taken right back by McLaughlin with a bomb from the blue line, and Benz is there to cover it up. 21 saves for Benz back there. Going to give him a chance to readjust. He can't get the right blocker pad to stay on. It came loose again, and he's got an official now trying to help him. Our game broadcast today presented by Coal Oil and Propane and by Eden Meat Market and Catering. Face off in the near side circle, offensive zone for Springs, moving left to right. The puck is sent free, gets past McLaughlin, and now Somerset giving chase as Sirek got on top of it in a hurry, but then Springs rammed it around the boards to the far side. Collision along the far side board right in front of the Somerset bench. Puck bounces in front of the Somerset goal, intercepted by Blank near the red line. Drives it right back in as Springs stays the aggressor in this game. That is their game. I believe the pregame quote was attack, 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 and then attack. That is the four-point PowerPoint, if you will, for Springs and their strategy in this game. 11:24, second period, 1-0. Springs, the Ledgers with the lead on Somerset on the Quest Interior scoreboard, and a shot from the blue line right side goes through. My goodness. Bailey had it in front of the blue line, and I think he was just trying to dump it in. Instead, it goes in for a goal at 11:18 to play in the second period. First goal allowed by Springs this postseason. They will grant a television timeout. They have not read off the official goal scoring yet, but believe it was Bailey getting that one. We'll get the official tally in just a moment. It is the equalizer, however. It is tied at one with 11:18 to play in the second period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Game broadcast today presented by Baker Cheese. Freshness in every bite on County Road G in St. Cloud. Also by Eden Meat Market and Catering, 477-2711 or edenmeat.com. Faceoff at center ice, controlled by Somerset, as they are now tied in this game. Springs and Somerset even up at one with 11:08 to play in the second period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Noah Bailey gets the unassisted goal. They are going to give an assist on it. They're going to give an assist on it, but I couldn't quite make that out over the roar of the crowd. We'll get back to the action here as Springs peppering the net from the left side. Puck is kicked up by Betts. Back on a top, Pickard with a changeup try. Now left side, Bellinger with a rebound off the left side. And gets through all the way to the back of the glass. Now back to Bellinger. Waits for it. Now Pickard at the top. Pickard being pressured along the left side. Drives through. Backhand feed out in front. And the puck is going to be cleared down the ice. And we'll get an icing call. But Somerset has some momentum now after getting that goal. Again, I think that Noah Bailey off that right side. I mean, when you're shooting towards the net, you're always shooting, right? You'll say it was a shot attempt. But he was over the blue line, nobody really near him, and he just kind of took a look at the net, sent it in that general direction. Wasn't a lot of trickeration out when you see a highlight. It's just him standing between the blue line and the circle and sending it through. So Somerset will take it, as it is, again, tied. One all with 10 minutes to play the second period of the Quest Interior scoreboard. 3-on-2 bust out for Somerset, and a drive left side by Sirek. Going to miss wide. Puck bounces below goal, and we are going to get an elbowing call against Springs. So power play time for Somerset. As we will get our first penalty of the game against St. Mary Springs. It comes at 9:52 to play in the second period, and it will be Connor McLaughlin who will go for the elbow. 2-minute infraction and a 2-minute power play, of course, then for Somerset. Their first power play opportunity of the game with 9:52 to play in the second period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Mary Springs 1, Somerset 1. Here's a shot off the faceoff. It rings the post. Oh, my goodness. A shot by Simpkins off the faceoff. Hits the post and gets sprung free as Vandeslot will clear the puck. But, my goodness. Right off the faceoff, that one hits the post and goes wide. Somerset clearly has some momentum going for him now on the power play. Off the right side, a drop pass is to nobody in particular. Picked right back up by Somerset, a bouncing puck in front, and Hayden Rising will cover that one up. Sirek again with the wraparound try, and we will get another faceoff, this time in front of the near circle to my left. 9:17 in the second period, 1:26 in the power play for Somerset, tied at one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Well, we saw Simpkins with that blast off the faceoff ring the post. This time the faceoff won by St. Mary Springs. Simpkins will catch up to it along the near side boards. Tries to drive it right back in. Now a bouncing puck comes free. Springs, it'll be Grass who will have it ahead of the blue line. Now he'll circle back. And they will play keep away here for the moment. Pickert with it. Now a pass all the way down the ice. That one up near the rafters drops in left side. And now Dijanovic works with it along the goal line. Backhand pass to Grass. Nobody was there expecting it. Grass, in fact, will take it the other way. And then he will drop it right back in behind that. 45 seconds left in the power play for Somerset as we have now hit the midway point of the second period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Oh, here comes Welch on the intercept. Try 2-on-1 feed. Pickard there with the backhand try. And this one is denied by Betts. Welch brings it all the way back up the ice for Somerset. They'll send it right back in and around with 28 seconds left on the power play. Great look at a shorthander. Here's Welsh now in front. He tries to get around a defender. Puck is free. And here's a quick poke check by Highland to try to get through to the puck along the near side. And instead, it'll be sent back to the neutral zone. Now Welsh has it. Looking for the shorty. That one hits the top post. It rings out to the near side. A blast by Welsh from the top of the circle left. Hits the top post and out. Power play expires. Out in front is Welsh. Between three defenders, backs it out. Back on the top, McLaughlin has his shot deflected stick side high up into the netting and out of play. 7:44 to play in the second period. It is St. Mary Springs 1, Somerset 1 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Our game broadcast today presented by Dan Sprater, Edward Jones, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Also presented to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and customer first service that's second to none. Online at coaloilandpropane.com. Shots on goal, 25 for St. Mary Springs, just 5 for Somerset, but the scoreboard is where it matters. It is tied at 1 with 7:44 to play in the second period on our Quest Interior scoreboard. Quest Interiors, flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, exceptional savings, Oshkosh and Fond du Lac. Somerset wins the faceoff. The near side circle in the offensive zone for Springs. They'll work it up the ice, and this one will get just out in front. Somerset had a look at it for a second, but the speed of Springs able to deny them that opportunity. As now Springs has the puck. They work it up the ice. And even strength. Teams are a combined 0-for-3 on the power play. Tie game at 1. Highland digs it out of the near corner. Dijanovic tries to give it right back to Highland. Highland, the aggressor there. Now the puck is going to spin free. Rising will golf it forward. And Pickard will pick it up on the blue line near side. Now run behind his net and tries to set up a play to the near side. Grass works with it. Right side drop pass to Welsh. Welsh bounces it along the boards. Here comes Pickard with a blast out in front. And this one is snatched out of the sky by Caleb Benz. Pickard went all fastball that time. Right side top shelf. And Bentz, who is getting a workout in this game, 26 shots on goal, is there to deny him with the left-handed glove. 6:48, second period on the West Interior's scoreboard, tied at 1. Face-off in the Springs offensive zone, down to my right. Springs moving left to right, right side of the ice. Highland to do battle and wins it against Owen McDonough. Ledgers will recover in the neutral zone, and the puck will be dumped in right back around to the near side. Vandesflon pokes it free along the near side. Puck is loose behind the net, and then Somerset will work it up the ice. Catching up to it, though, and a great play made by Bellendier to hold that one in as his man had advanced up the ice. Vandesflon intercepts the pass up front. Here's a blast from the top of the circle right side, and a right blocker save made by Caleb Bentz in net for Somerset. 27 shots on goal for Springs. Icing waved off. Ledgers, St. Mary Springs. Work the puck in behind their own goal. Bellendier with a soft pass up the near side ice. Now a 45-degree angle pass to Vandeslunt waiting inside the center circle. Intercepted. And here goes Owen McDonough, the top line center with a blast right side. That one denied out in front by Rising left of the goal. Pass comes out. Oh, that one was deflected by the knee of Schramm. Waiting out in front, the puck then gets sent hard along the bar's far side, and they're going to say no icing. And then Somerset will just whip it right back down the ice, and we have a Ledger falling down as he knocks it to the far side board. Hard to describe this action, but they are almost kind of playing pitch and catch from goal line to goal line. Now here is a changeup try by McLaughlin from the blue line. The puck is deflected high into the sky. McLaughlin will catch it, drop it down at center ice. Got a couple of players hitting the ice, and we may get a penalty coming here. A couple of players swatting each other with the sticks. A couple of them hit the ice. Looks like we'll play on. It'll be Pickard trying to split the defenders. Takes a shot. Had some heat on it. and covered up by Caleb Bentz. 4:54, second period, still tied at one between St. Mary Springs and Somerset up on our Quest Interiors scoreboard. St. Mary Springs this year, 24-2, undefeated in the Badgerland Conference, 5-0. Somerset 15-11-1 this year, including 7-4-1 away from home, as Welsh wins the faceoff, takes a shot, bounces off the right side of the goal. Puck gets sent back out to the near side boards in the Ledger's offensive zone down to my right. Puck is then sent right back behind the goal and up into the sky yet again. And then finally Somerset will clear it, as this one will get around for icing and we'll get another faceoff coming in the Springs offensive zone. On the other side of the bracket, Superior or Lakeland awaits. In the case of Lakeland, the case of Superior, of course, a very familiar team at State. They've been a state powerhouse for years. Lakeland could be the other opponent. Last check, Superior led 1-0 at the end of the first period. 4:28, second period here on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Tied at one. Puck in the neutral zone, but the Ledger's trying to advance with it. Dionovich gliding through. Comes across the crease and knocked off his line by a couple of defenders, as Pickert works with it along the far side boards. Dumps it right back into the left side, out on top for Dionovich. Dionovich trying to send it in off the rebound, and waiting for it right out in front was Calvin Grass. And we are going to get a penalty. This one comes at 4 minutes exactly to play in the second period. This one was right in front of the goal. I believe it's on the play that sent Grass backwards. It is a media timeout, so they'll announce the penalty after the timeout. We'll, of course, keep it here and tell you, you are listening to News Talk 1450 KFIZ Fond du Lac, your home for St. Mary's Springs State Hockey. It is the Division II state semifinal. Springs won it all a year ago. They made it to state in 2018 as a co-op with North Fond du Lac, a team they co-opted with for nearly a decade. As a standalone program, they won 5 state titles in the WISA in the 1980s as well. So it is a power play for the Ledgers with 4 minutes exactly in the second period, tied at one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 2-minute power play. They haven't announced the penalty yet. There's a shot by Welsh up the near side. This one is going to be saved. Roughing is the penalty. So the call against Kieran Defoe for Somerset is a roughing call, as we get that into our scorebook and we play on. 1:40 in the power play, 3:40 in the period. Welsh with the puck, right side, tries to get it out in front of backhander try by Grass on the near side, denied. The puck comes all the way back to the blue line, and waiting for it there is McLaughlin. McLaughlin back to Welsh. Welsh taps it ahead to McLaughlin. Off the left side, back to Welsh. Welsh gliding in. Takes a shot. This one goes off the stick right side of Bentz up into the netting, and we'll get a faceoff in the near side circle. 1:21 of the power play. 3:21 in the second period on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Tied at one between Springs and Somerset. Third power play of the game for St. Mary's Springs. 29 shots on goal to just 6 for Somerset in this game. Welsh wins the faceoff. McLaughlin takes it back to Pickert now, near side, moving left to right are the Ledgers. Back to McLaughlin, between the circles now, and then back up the point. Here is a pass ahead to Welsh. This one goes! Left side of the circle! Welsh out in front, shook his defender, and sent it through! Power play goal for Brady Welsh, his 41st goal of the year. And St. Mary Springs goes up 2-1 on Somerset with 3:09 to play in the second period on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Face off at center ice, controlled by Somerset. Now down 2-1. Power play is over. So they get the scoring on the goal. As we play on here, we'll get it to you in a second. Nan is slumped out in front of the goal, trying to knock it free. Somerset trying to clear the puck and get a couple of players tangled up, and we're going to get a penalty, I think, up the ice as two players went down in a heap along the blue, near the blue line, near side. And indeed, a penalty against Somerset. This one, we'll get you the scoring on the goal here in a second, comes at 2:37 to play in the second period. Fourth power play opportunity of the game for St. Mary Springs. So the scoring on the goal, Welsh got the goal on the feed from Noah Pickert. Pickert brought it in between the circles, gave it to Welsh just about a foot or two to the left side of the near side circle and tossed it in top shelf to make it 2-1 on a power play goal. We have two penalties coming up. So no power play here after some discussion, as now Bellinger is going to sit with for Springs. And Abe Sirik will sit for Somerset. I believe the term is coincidental minors. They both ran into each other, went down in a heap. And they're both sitting with 2:37 to play in the second period. 2-1 Springs leads on the Quest Interior scoreboard. All right, we got our penalties. Hooking is the call against Sirik, and embellishment is the call against Bellinger. So we have two players out for the next couple of minutes, and we play on with a faceoff coming in the near side circle. 2:12 second period, St. Mary Springs 2, Somerset 1 on our Quest Interiors scoreboard. Welsh in the circle near side. He'll work against Owen McDonough. Got a face-off coming here with 2:12 to play in the second period. Shots on goal, 32-6 in favor of Springs. Face-off is won by Somerset, and working with it is McDonough, and the puck is sent into the Springs bench, and good work over there by John Welsh to try to catch that puck. It came in there, and he's patting his chest like he thought he had it. He's looking at one of his assistants like, I thought you had it. Face-off coming at center ice with 2:06 to play in the second period. Springs up 2-1 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Somerset wins the face-off. They move right to left as the Spartans will drop it in and an icing. And we'll get a face-off coming in the Springs offensive zone. Far side of the ice, left side of the offense. Now under 2 to play in this second period. Welsh and McDonough, the battle yet again. Won by Somerset again. And they'll work it all the way up the ice. McDonough waiting for it. Drops it in along the near side boards. Gomez tries to catch up to it for Somerset. Wraparound feed behind goal is just ticked up the boards. Now Welsh tries to accelerate, gets ahead of his defender, gets taken down. And now working it with a wraparound feed try, the net comes free as that play. We talk about Springs and their speed. That was kind of a slow-developing play. There's a lot of snow on the far side of the ice covering the blue line, and it's about where the collision happened. Welsh has a ton of speed. Got kind of trapped over there. A couple of players got tied up, and then on the feed in, a couple of players ran into the net, knocking it off. So 95 seconds left in the second period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Mary's Springs 2, Somerset 1. Face off the blue line on the Springs offensive side now. The puck gets sent behind goal. Cross ice pass to the near side is going to be intercepted by McLaughlin for a moment anyway. And then Somerset will recover as Brock Sawicki will knife it up the ice, and it'll be intercepted at center ice by Blank. Blank had it for a moment, taken off of his stick. Now he gets it right back, trying to send it in along the near side board. A minute to play in this second period. The puck lazily drifting back into the Somerset offensive zone. And Somerset will try to take advantage of this. Springs was in good position to recover here, trying to find the numbers. And now they do finally work it ahead. Got a delayed penalty coming up as we have a pass ahead to Koenigs. Koenigs back out on top to McLaughlin, and he'll go to drive it through. And I believe we will indeed have a penalty coming here. We do. It's going to be a hook. So we will have, for the third time this game, Noah Bailey head to the sin bin. 38 seconds left in this second period. Springs will be on the power play for the rest of this period. And a minute 22 to start the third period with a 2-1 lead. It'll be the fourth power play of the game for St. Mary's Springs. And for Bailey, because it is his third penalty, next penalty, and he'll have to sit the rest of the contest. They're allowed four penalties in high school hockey in the state of Wisconsin, where they tell you, you know what, you can't behave. Observe. Shot off the right side as McDonough took it off the faceoff and took kind of a half-hearted attempt from the blue line. And it's caught by Rising. They're reading up the penalty, and I got it right. So we'll play on here. 30-second second period. 2-1 lead for Springs, leading Somerset on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. 24 seconds left in the period. It's a power play for Springs. Here goes Pickard up the ice. Gets it in behind. Trying to wrap around. The puck knocked away from him. Still has possession of it, though. Circles right back out in front. Turns around with it. And now backs off. 10 seconds left in the period. To the left. Here's McLaughlin. Bouncing puck. Gets behind goal. And now with four, with three, they got to do something with it quick. Pickard catches it. Tries to drive it through. And it's blocked by Somerset. That is the end of the second period here at the blue line. The teams trade goals in this period, and at the end of two, up on our Quest Interiors scoreboard, it is St. Mary's Springs 2 and Somerset 1. When we return, we will have our Taco Bell intermission show right here on KFIZ.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Wisconsin. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome into our Taco Bell intermission show. Locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable after the game in Liv Moss. Jimmy Cuska here with you as we have reached the end of two here in this Division II state semifinal. St. Mary's Springs 2, Somerset 1. Well, Springs took a 1-0 lead after the first period. In the second period, 11-18 to play in it. It was Noah Bailey who got a shot about 3 feet beyond the right side circle, far side of the ice. I don't know that he was lining up for the shot. I suppose when you've got nobody in front of you, it counts as a shot, right? But he gets it to get through Rising and made it a tie game at 1-1 early in the second period. Unfortunately for Somerset, they couldn't stay out of the penalty box in the second period. In fact, incurring 4 penalties, 3 of which led to power plays. And on one of those, with 3:09 to play in the second period, it was Brady Welsh, the senior, the captain of the Ledgers, notching his 41st goal of the year, one of the finalists for Player of the Year in the state of Wisconsin, on an assist from Noah Pickert to make it 2-1 Springs with 3:09 to play in the second period on the power play. In that second period, shots on goal, St. Mary Springs at 18. Somerset had 4. So far in the game, shots on goal, 33 for Springs, 7 for Somerset. So the saves look like this for Springs, Hayden Rising, 6 saves. And for Caleb Bentz of Somerset, 31 saves in the game through 2 periods. Again, it is your Taco Bell intermission show. And when we return, Spencer Wagon will get you caught up on all of the area goings-on. We'll leave you with this very quickly. In the middle of the second period, it is Superior leading Lakeland 2-1 right now in their game up at Superior. So 2-1 on the other side of the bracket as it is here. 2-1 Springs at the lead on Somerset on our Quest Interior scoreboard. We'll be back right after this with more Taco Bell Intermission Report right here on KFIZ.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Hey everybody, it's Spencer here with a question for all the guys out there. Why is it that when we're hauling all kinds of stuff in our trucks, like lumber and ATVs and furniture and everything else, it's strapped down tight? Except for you? You're not wearing your seatbelt? Come on guys, remember, you're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up, because pickup trucks rock and they also roll. And remember, no matter what you drive, buckle up and phones down. That message from the Wisconsin DOT and the WIAA.
There's no escape. Can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell, because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
Thanks for listening to High School Hockey here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. At the end of two periods, St. Mary Springs leads Somerset 2-1 in our WIAA Division II state semifinal. Send it back out to Jimmy Cuska for period number 3 coming up here in just a bit. Checking out the local scoreboard here before we send it back out to Jimmy. WIAA girls basketball sectional semifinals. Winnebago Lutheran held the lead at halftime. They now trail Oostburg on the road by 5 in the closing seconds. The Flying Dutchman, they have the lead by 5, 58-53. That game with 35.4 seconds left. So WLA trying to pull out a miracle finish here, but Oostburg does have the lead late in that contest. Not a great night if you're a basketball fan in Wisconsin. Badgers fall to Iowa at the Kohl Center, 77-62. And in Milwaukee, not much better. Raptors up 75-59, about 4.5 to play in the third quarter in Milwaukee as the Bucks trail Toronto in the second half. The KFIZ three-day forecast, again, mostly cloudy tonight. Might see a snow shower after midnight, lows down to about 10. Mostly cloudy at 18 on Friday. Sunshine and 20 on Saturday. Might see some snow Sunday with a high near 30. Third period coming up. St. Mary Springs leads Somerset 2-1. High school hockey continues after this here at KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
We are hiring. As an award-winning heating and cooling company, AirTech Heating knows how important comfort is to your family. So we treat our team members and customers like family too. Together we make houses feel like homes. As we continue to grow, we're always looking for dedicated HVAC professionals to join our amazing team. We value experience and enthusiasm, honesty and integrity. We have full-time positions available for installers and service techs with opportunity for growth, ongoing training, and career advancement. Apply today at airtech911.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back here to the Blue Line. Jimmy Cuska here with you. It is our Taco Bell intermission show. Locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable after the game and live mosh. 2-1 St. Mary Springs with the lead on Somerset in this Division II semifinal. On the other side of the bracket, it is Superior also leading Lakeland 2-1 after 2. So if you're looking around the state for some hockey action, Division 2, both games 2-1 after 2. And we are 17 minutes away, perhaps, from finding out who advances to the championship, which will be Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. You'll hear it right here on KFIZ, of course. But it'll be the Division II State Hockey Championship. Last year, St. Mary Springs won it all, their first WIAA title last year. They did it in dominant fashion, defeating Rice Lake 5-2 in the title game, or Northland Pines. So there was they defeated Rice Lake in the semifinal last year. So just in the one-year history of it, Springs owns all the records in the record book for it, points, goals, everything. It was kind of funny looking at the record book in the program this year and seeing the Division II records. There's only been one championship game, and they have to make sure they have that included as a reference, I suppose. Up on that Quest Interiors scoreboard, after 2, Springs 2, Somerset 1, the third period is next. Thank you for listening to the Taco Bell Intermission Report. Third period is on the way next here on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies for their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back here inside the Blue Line. Jimmy Cuska here with you. Spencer Wagon back in our broadcast studios. Thank you for listening in wherever you are listening. If it's on 1450, if it's at KFIZ.com or on the TuneIn app, definitely appreciate having you on board for St. Mary's Springs run through the WIAA State Tournament this year. Again, last year won it all, won 5 WISA titles, had 3 runner-up finishes in the WISA as well. So if they win, it'll be their 10th appearance in a state hockey championship game all time and their 2nd straight appearance in the WIAA Division II version of it. Springs with a 2-1 lead on the Quest Interior's scoreboard, and they will open the third period with 81 seconds left in a power play. So Springs will have had something drawn up now as they'll send out all their top liners. Janovich, Welsh, and Grass with Pickert and McLaughlin, the defensive pair for St. Mary's Springs. Face off at the center. McDonough, the top line center for Somerset. And we'll begin the third period, faced off one by the Ledgers, and St. Mary Springs will move right to left as you hear it here on KFIZ. Springs has it in the neutral zone, passing along to the near side. Pickert has it, lost control of the puck for a moment. Cross-ice pass to Welsh, bounces off the board. He'll take it right of the circle, now driving it in behind the net, back out to point. Here goes, there's a drive by McLaughlin. This one gets through traffic. This one slams against the back wall, and I think somebody kicked the net free. Yes, they did. I'm going to say the net looked like it was at an odd angle from where I was standing. 31 seconds into the third period, still 2-1 Springs on the West Interior scoreboard, but 51 seconds left in a power play for Springs. Springs wins the faceoff. Here goes Welsh! On a wraparound feed, try out in front, a rebound is going to be deflected out as well. Welsh catches it right back out to the blue line as he retreated to defense. He'll get it right back along the blue line. Pass to the near side to Pickert. Pickert has it for a second, turnaround feeds it to Welsh. Welsh, cross-ice pass, looking for McLaughlin, who can't control it, and the puck will come right back out to Welsh along the near side boards. Gets trapped there. Somerset will catch up to it, and they will clear the puck with 20 seconds left in the power play. Now Springs can hurry and try another attempt at this with 12 seconds on the power play. That's exactly what they do. As Pickert gets to traffic, a blast to the right side, denied by Fitz. Now Pickert gets it right back to the blue line. 3 seconds on the power play. Sends one. This one, stick save by Fitz. And we're back to even as the Somerset Spartans kill off the penalty. 15:30 to play in the third period. It is 2-1 Springs leading up on that Quest Interiors scoreboard. Again, St. Mary Springs moving right to left. They'll have the puck in their own zone. Now getting it into the neutral zone. Off the right side is Bellinger. Splits the defense. Now takes shot. Left side, it goes! This one goes left side as Bellinger takes it himself. And it is 3-1 Springs. Owen Bellinger, 15-15 to play in this third period. Lights the lamp. The senior gets his 10th goal of the year, likely unassisted. And with 15:15 to play in the third period on the Quest Interior scoreboard, St. Mary Springs 3, Somerset 1. Bellinger once more waiting for it. Just behind the faceoff circle as Highland will win the faceoff. Buck will go ahead and get set to the left side. Post had it for a second. Loses control of it along the near side. They are going to give an assist on the goal by Bellinger to McLaughlin. But Bellinger gets the goal. McLaughlin the assist. 3-1 Springs with the lead on Somerset. 14:44 to play in the third period. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, puck is behind the Somerset goal as they try to work it up the ice, intercepted by Pickert off of his face and into the crowd near his side. It hit him in the face mask, bounced over the glass. He was looking up in the air for it. And one of the fans to my left. There's not many here, of course, because of the restrictions, but fan to my left hands the puck back to one of the game officials. We're back to play at center ice. That one deflected off of Pickard's face mask and out of play. Puck is knocked to the far side boards. It'll be picked up by Pickard in his own zone across ice near side. Now McLaughlin walks it up into the neutral zone and now scoots it ahead left side as it'll ring around the boards to the far side. On the ice is Saville. Saville, third liner, waits for it. And then Somerset will take it away. So puck will come free to the neutral zone as McLaughlin will tap it across to Pickard. Pickard retreating, still backpedaling, and now will retreat all the way behind his net, being chased by Bailey. He works it up the far side of the ice. Two players collide, and then Bailey dumps him, and then a little retaliation by Pickard, sending him to the ice along the far side as well. No calls there. Important, though, because Bailey, who has the goal in this game for Somerset, has already incurred three penalties, and a fourth would send him out. A shot by McLaughlin from just beyond the near side circle to my left as the Ledger, St. Mary Springs, moving right to left, gets covered up by Bence. 13:42 to play in the third period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Springs 3, Somerset 1. Bellandier lit the lamp, 15:15 to play this period, just a minute 45 in. To give the Ledgers a little breathing room, a two-goal lead in the third period. 13:33 to play in it. Puck gets out in front into some traffic, and a whole lot of players congregating in the crease right there. But Bence, who's had to work pretty hard in this game, 35 saves on 38 shots, he's having trouble with that right blocker again as he gets some help to adjust it. Needs to replace the Velcro on it, perhaps. Face off one, right side circle, and then Springs loses control of the puck. Gomez giving chase for Somerset, racing it along the left side. Big collision behind the goal. Welsh will get it, and now we are going to get a penalty called against St. Mary Springs as getting back there was Connor Schramm, who took Gomez down hard behind goal after the big collision. A little bit of enforcement there. And that is going to be power play time for Somerset as Schramm is going to go with 13:17 to play in the third period. It's a two-minute variety. Gomez wins the faceoff for Somerset. It'll come back, and now a blast straight out in front. Another shot attempt is roughing is the call. Meanwhile, Springs will clear the puck down the near side. Somerset has it behind their own goal in this power play. A minute 35 to play in the power play, 12:52 to play in the third period up on that Quest Interior scoreboard. 3-1, Springs in the lead. Somerset on the power play. Hosts trying to steal it across the ice. A stick comes free. It's Gomez's stick, and he'll have to go chase it. The puck is being chased by Vandeslunt of St. Mary Springs in the offensive zone for the Ledgers, and now McLaughlin will drive it in. Sends it around. It'll rink around to the far side. It'll be picked up by the Ledgers near their own blue line. Pickard's got it. There's still a broken stick on the ice. One chunk of it's in the far side circle to my right. The other is along the board's far side. We play on. A minute left in the power play for Somerset. They have yet to set this up. Pickard catches it. Sends it right back down. Clears the puck. 12:08 in the third period. 50 seconds left in the power play. For Somerset, 3-1 lead for St. Mary Springs on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Somerset sets up the play behind their own net, working it up to Bailey. Bailey working on Dijanovic in the neutral zone as two Somerset players fall down. It is taken away by Springs. Here's Grass off the right side. Backhand play, and Dijanovic with a blaster between the circles. And he is denied on that attempt as Bench gets the stick out in front. Almost a shorthander there. 23 seconds of the power play. Buck is out in front of Bench in the Somerset end as they go back to work on the power play. Slow developing play, and circle rooting with it is Simpkins as he makes a big circle in the neutral zone. And they're not going to get much to go here with 3 seconds left in the power play. Now they finally do dump it down, but Welsh will catch up to it in the near corner. Back to even, and out of the penalty box, here he goes. This is Schramm with the shot, and this one is going to miss just wide left. out of the penalty box and down the ice. And Schramm misses on that try. It remains 3-1 Springs after the power play expires with 11 to play. Welsh, a backhander try. That one is knocked away off the front pad of Bentz. And we'll get a quick stoppage here. A media timeout with 10:55 to play in the third period. Up on that Quest Interior scoreboard, St. Mary Springs 3, Somerset 1. It is the first all-time meeting between the schools. The winner of this game will play at Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday at the Southern Wood County Ice Arena. Neither school, in the memory of their coaches, each school has a coach that's been on the staff for 16 years, can't remember ever playing there in varsity hockey. So it'll be a brand new venue for either one of these squads should they advance to the championship on Saturday. Of course, for Somerset, this is a new venue for them. In the history of the program, they have not played here at the Blue Line. For Springs, they've played a few games here. Got their logos all over the place. Springs will win the faceoff. 10:48, third period, up 3-1. Here's a drive in by McLaughlin off the right side near the boards. Covered up by Benz as it bounces off the net. And a little skirmish behind goal. Everybody count to 10 and walks away. Quest Interior scoreboard shows shots on goal 43-7 in favor of St. Mary Springs. Scoreboard is 3-1 in favor of the Ledgers, St. Mary Springs. With 10:40 to play in the third period, faceoff right side circle, the offensive zone for Springs. To my left, puck is behind the net to my left. As Somerset trying to dig it out of there. They've had a lot of trouble just even getting into the offensive zone. I mean, it is rare when they get down the ice. And here's a drive and a blast at an odd angle from the left side. Almost a 90-degree angle and rising with the stick. Knocks it aside. This one set back in. A reader, a try off the blocker in front by Rising. You could hear that one from all the way up here. That one got deflected up high. He stuck with it and gets the save. The Ledgers trying to set up a play going the other way. And Sobel can't catch up to it quite, but now a battle for the puck along the blue line near side. Puck is going to be sent into the near side corner where Grass will try to dig it free. Now the puck is cleared by Somerset up the ice near side. And it'll be Bailey giving chase to it for Somerset, trying to catch up to Pickard. Pickard gets behind net. Now accelerates ahead, trying to split three defenders. He does split them. Now he's ahead. Goes right side, centers one. This one is going to be knocked out of there by Bentz. Great centering attempt on the play, and we get a stick stuck in the net. They pull it back out, and we're back to action. Somerset with the puck behind their own goal line. 9:23, third period, Springs 3, Somerset 1 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. The Spartans needing a goal as we approach the midway point of the third period. Try to get back into this, down by two goals as Somerset tries to get one out in front. Instead, it's going to be intercepted. McLaughlin's backhander try is knocked off the line by Somerset. Now Welsh will intercept. His backhander try hits the post. And Bent's going to make the save. Accidentally kicks the goal. Knocks it free, and we'll get a quick stoppage with 8:59 to play in the third period on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. It is St. Mary Springs 3 and Somerset 1. St. Mary Springs had all those great teams in the 80s. And now 3 of the last 4 years they've made the state tournament. Lost in the semifinals as a co-op in 2018 when they had a couple of players from North Fond du Lac, and then won it all last year. And this year, looking to win it all again, up 3-1 with half a period of play. 8:32 to play in this third period. 3-1 advantage St. Mary Springs. The puck is behind the Somerset net. It's John Brown who sends it along near side. Bellandier will take it in the neutral zone, gets around one. Now gets in front of a second, goes top shelf. This puck bounces up the top of the goal. It's dangerously bouncing out in front. Highland tries to slam it through. That one is going to get knocked out wide as it hit the back of a defender near side. Big collision along the board. Puck comes free around the center. Here's Bellandier giving it to Highland. Highland in the left corner tries to get behind the net, looking for a feed try from the near side. Bandeslunt will take it from him as there's a battle for the puck along the board's near side. Highland will try to retrieve. Bellandier will send one in from the blue line and the board's near side. That one is going to be kicked out. And now they'll give chase as this one could be a two-on-one. Gomez off the near side. Passing it to Simpkins. Tries to poke it in with the stick off to the left side. No good. A wraparound try is going to be denied as Gomez had it knocked off his stick. And then the Ledgers looking for a line change. Whip it down the ice. Bounced off of a Spartan, so no icing. And now the Somerset Spartans go on the attack again. Owen McDonough, top line center. It's absolutely blasted into the far side boards by Ian Sobel. Now the Ledgers have the numbers going up the ice. Out in front, here's a right-handed try right into the breadbasket of Caleb Bentz. A good shot attempt by Sobel. But right to Bentz, and he'll hold on for his 45th save of the game. That's a 4 and a 5 with 7:17 to play in the third period. It is St. Mary Springs 3 and Somerset 1 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Quest Interiors, flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, exceptional savings, Oshkosh and Fond du Lac. Our game sponsors today are the Dan Sprader, Edward Jones Advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac, Baker Cheese, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Coal Oil and Propane, and AirTech Heating. AirTech and Bryant doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. Make sure you stay tuned after the game as well. We'll have a short post-game show. We'll recap this one and get you set for what's next in action here on KFIZ. Sobel off the faceoff. Just a quick try at the goal. This one is going to be another save for Caleb Bentz of Somerset. A couple of players get pinned up along the boards behind the net, still back there. And now here's Canning trying to golf it out. He finally does get it out to Blank. Blank out in front, takes a drive, redirect, rebound, try out in front. Canning waiting for it. That one gets knocked away. Had an open net near side, but it bounced off the stick of a Somerset Spartan. And now the puck goes all the way in deep into the Somerset offensive zone to my right. 6:38 to play in the third period. 3-1 Springs leading Somerset on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Line change coming for Springs out in front. Here's a shot by Pickard. This one goes wide right, and it'll be picked up by the Ledgers along the far side boards. Here's Welsh sending it to Pickard. Pickard with a change up right side. No good on the attempt as it's kicked out with the left leg by Bentz, and the puck will be sent down the ice for an icing, and we'll get a faceoff coming in the Springs offensive zone as now Somerset will change it up with 6:15 to play in the third period on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Springs 3 and Somerset 1. St. Mary Springs looking for a return trip to the WIAA Division II state championship, which they won a year ago in the first year that we've had two divisions in hockey in Wisconsin. Faceoff won by the Ledgers, so the puck gets behind the defense a bit. It's recovered by Schramm. And Schramm will drive it into the backboards. It's still back there. Welsh reaches around to it. Dijanovic now. Now Welsh has it. Gets around his defender out in front. Takes a shot. And this one's in! Welsh gets it out in front with some trickeration and pumps it home. Brady Welsh with his second goal of the game. The goal comes with 5:57 to play in the third period on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. St. Mary Springs 4, Somerset 1. Faceoff controlled by Somerset. They'll drive it in behind the net. Pickard will have it. Sends it along the far side board. Grass slams it along the boards ahead to Welsh. Welsh! Out in space yet again. He goes in with the right hand. This one is going to be too high. This one misses just too high. The net had a breakaway along the right side looking for the hat trick. Instead, we'll get a face-off. And the Ledger's offense, or actually we're going to get a face-off on the blue line as that one went up into the net. Missed it just high. 4-1 advantage, St. Mary Springs. On Somerset with 5:40 to play in the third period on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Face-off controlled by the Ledger. St. Mary Springs driving into the offensive zone to my left. It's Isaac Highland this time. So get it in behind goal. Looking for a feed out to center. Nobody there, so he'll backhand it around. And this one will be off the stick of post. Vanderslunk crashes in, though, to give him another chance at it. Out to Bellendier at point. Cross-ice pass taken by Pickert, who just knocks it in deeper. Pickert sends it across. Here is post. Back in front to Pickert. Loses control of it. Vanderslunk has it. Highland will catch it out of the air with the right hand. Sets it down on the ice. And then the Ledgers will just drop it in. They'll jump it to the right side. Vanderslunk then will reverse direction with it behind goal. Couple of Ledgers crashing hard that direction. Now Somerset with numbers on the far side of the ice. The puck will get through, and they'll wave off icing as it's off the stick of Pickert. 4:45 to play in the third period. St. Mary Springs up 4-1 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Again, 4:38 to play in the third period. Vanderslunt for St. Mary Springs in the neutral zone, looking on the lead feed for Koenigs. This one escapes his stick, and it'll be icing. Three-goal advantage for the defending Division II champions. Just two losses this year. One to U School and one to Edgewood. ...24-2 coming into the matchup. Face-off controlled by St. Mary Springs in their own zone. Puck is knocked ahead, and now giving chase to it is Colton Grass. Centering attempt to Dionovich, and the puck is deflected high as Dionovich collides with the goalie after the shot attempt. And Dionovich is going to go here, maybe for a roughing. Not roughing, I'm sorry. Different hand signals. But Dionovich is going to go for 2 minutes, it looks like, at 4:15 to play. So a two-minute power play coming up for Somerset. And they're going to have a timeout taken here. So we will take one with them for a second here and tell you that our game broadcast is presented by AirTech Heating, by Eden Meat Market and Catering, by Coal Oil and Propane, by Baker Cheese, and by Edward Jones and Agent Don Sprader. Also presented today by Taco Bell here in Fond du Lac and Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac. Give him a call, 920-921-7424. Of course, another sponsor of the broadcast this year, Quest Interiors. They bring you the scoreboard where it reads St. Mary Springs 4 and Somerset 1 with 4:15 to play in the third period. Somerset will have a power play coming up after the penalty on Dionovich. So Dionovich goes for 2 minutes here, and Somerset will be on a power play here late in the third period. One last test for St. Mary Springs. If they can hold on to a three-goal lead with 4:15 to play, they'll be on to their 10th championship game in school history. 10th state championship game, that is. 8 in the WISA and 2 in the WIAA. So interference was the call on Dionovich, which is what I thought it was, but wanted to wait for the official call. Somerset, meanwhile, on the power play, rang the post. Then the play came out in front in the traffic. They couldn't do anything with it. Gomez had it on his stick, and it's knocked free by Post. Levi Post swats it off the stick of Gomez. As they worked with it in front, that's as close as they could possibly come to a goal without actually getting one. That one was wide open on that backside. I don't think Gomez saw it. And Post came over and took it away. Now Welsh has it, gets it around a defender, looking for it on a 2-on-1, and he'll send it across. And a shot, and this one is going to be no goal. The net came free yet again. This time it moved about 3 feet to the left as they were looking for the shorthander there. Grass waited for it on the near side. Took a shot, hit the side of the net as the net was moving. It's a little harder to hit a moving target, right? You should get bonus points, if anything. Instead, they'll reset the net. 3:27 to play in the third period. 4-1 Springs leads Somerset on the Quest Interior scoreboard. A minute 12 in the power play for Somerset. As Somerset and the Spartans come set behind the net, looking to get the puck ahead on this power play with now a minute left in it. Moving left to right, the Spartans lose control of the puck in the neutral zone. Grass will pick it off, trying to pass it ahead. It bounces off of a defender and now bounces right back to Grass. Grass now has Welsh to his right, and now he'll take a shot. It is in! Off the post, it in! Colton Grass sends it in off the left side, catches the post, and bangs through for a sure-handed goal for St. Mary Springs. The goal comes exactly 3 minutes to play in the third period. 45 seconds left in the Somerset power play. A shorthanded goal by Calvin Grass. His 26th goal of the year. And Calvin Grass makes it a 5-1 Springs advantage on Somerset. Faceoff won by St. Mary Springs. Bounces all the way. Unassisted shorthanded goal is the call, and well, as the neutral public address announcer noted, it was his birthday, so a shorthanded unassisted goal on his birthday for Calvin Grass. As Somerset, with 12 seconds in the power play, has control of the puck, but now loses control of it along the near side. Pickard will take it up the near side of the ice, trying to split three defenders, gets around him. Now Pickard gliding through, lost control of the puck for a moment, looking to center it instead. He'll bring it back to center ice, and McLaughlin will catch it there. They will drive it back through to get a line change in for Springs. Two to play in the third period on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 5-1 Springs lead Somerset. Puck is trapped along the near side boards, and then Somerset throws it down the ice. Icing call coming up here, and they are going to allow a quick timeout here for media, which you forget about when you're doing hockey all throughout the year, and then they throw in the media timeouts at state. As it were, we'll keep it here, of course. We'll remind you that you are indeed listening to St. Mary Springs High School hockey action here on KFIZ. We'll have a short post-game show, and then we'll get you back to regular programming. Interesting to note here, this 5-1 advantage now three goals in this third period. They've really started to pick up the pace in this one. My goodness, they've just been relentless is the word that I've heard used to describe the St. Mary Springs hockey team. When I talked to Coach Welsh before the game, he just said our four keys to the game are attack, 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 and attack. And I suppose that makes a lot of sense. 7 minutes to play on the other side of the bracket. 2-1 Superior leading Lakeland. Again, that game on the other side of the bracket. And now Superior just scored again to make it 3-1. So Superior leading 3-1 in their game over Lakeland on the other side of this bracket with 2:41 left in the third period there. A minute 43 left here. The clock stops as Rising grabs the save. Somerset got down the ice, and the one puck just trickled into Rising. Minute 43, third period. Quest Interior scoreboard as Springs up 5-1 on Somerset. Face off in the far side circle. Left of the offense for Somerset in the offensive zone. Losing control of it, though. Knocked off by Koenigs. And then Bentz will shove it forward. Picked up by Somerset. 90 seconds to play in the third period, down by four goals as Vellendeer dives to keep the puck from advancing past the neutral zone, but it gets through regardless as it bounces over his stick. Puck comes free to the neutral zone. Now Vellendeer retreating. A minute 10 to play in this third period, and Springs content to hold on here with a four-goal lead and 1 minute to play in the third period. 5-1. Springs leading Somerset on the Quest Interior scoreboard. McLaughlin Taps it into the neutral zone. Sent right back to him by Somerset. He'll send it along the boards near side. This one will be caught up to by Spring. Saville chasing it. Behind goal to the left near side. Reverse direction with the puck to Somerset. Puck still bouncing around near the neutral zone, and this time it'll be Basley who will send it back through all the way to the boards. And then Koenig's in front of the net, tried to poke it home off the rebound off the backboard, I guess you could call it. Gets covered up by Vents, and it'll be a face-off coming in the Springs offensive zone. 27 seconds left in the third period. And on that Quest Interior scoreboard, St. Mary Springs 5, Somerset 1. Superior leading 3-1 with 2 minutes left in their game. Springs up 5-1 with 20 seconds left here. Somerset sends the puck along the near side. Puck is dropped back in. 11 seconds now with 10. The countdown is on. Springs out in front. A shot and a rebound try knocked away as well. McLaughlin gets it back. He'll send it across the ice. Basley will touch it up, and that'll do it. The St. Mary Springs Ledgers are going back to the Division II championship game. The Ledgers 5, Somerset 1 in this Division II state semifinal. It'll be the 10th championship game appearance for the Ledgers and the second in the WIAA. The defending champions will get to defend their crown Saturday morning right here on KFIZ. Again, on the Quest Interiors scoreboard, your final score, St. Mary's Springs 5, Somerset 1. Back after this to wrap it up here on KFIZ.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back here to the Blue Line in Fond du Lac. Jimmy Kuska here with you. Spencer Wagon back in our broadcast studios. Your final score in a Division II state semifinal is St. Mary Springs 5 and Somerset 1. Welcome into our post-game show. Well, first things first, congratulations to the St. Mary Springs Ledgers who are back to state in back-to-back years and to the championship game in back-to-back years. They've made state three of the last 4 years, but now back-to-back trips to the championship in Division II and looking to defend the championship they won a season ago. A lot of the same cast of characters back this year, of course. This game, though, St. Mary Springs, in its usual fashion, on a stretch of the game in which they, as Coach Welch said, attacked and attacked some more, put up three goals in that third period. Let's recap the scoring quickly for you. In the first period, St. Mary Springs got on the board first, 9:50 to play in the first period. A rebound by Anthony Koenigs off a shot attempt by Caden Blank went home. That made it 1-0 Springs in the first period. In the second period, Noah Bailey for Somerset kind of drifted between the blue line and the circle on the right side of the ice, far side of the ice from where I can see it here, and just sent it in. I don't know how else to put it. He just took a swing with the stick and sent it in the general direction of the net, and it went home. And it was tied at 1 with 11:18 to play in the second period, unassisted for Bailey. Unfortunately for Somerset, they committed 4 penalties in that second period, 3 of them resulting in power plays. And on the third one, it was St. Mary Springs getting the power play goal by Brady Welsh on the assist from Noah Pickard to make it 2-1 Springs in the second period with 3:09 to play. That was the score after two. And then in the third period, Owen Bellendier walked one in, put it in with just a minute 45 gone by in the third period. They credit Connor McLaughlin with an assist, but Bellendier took it from nearly center ice by himself, walked it through the defense, and put it home to make it 3-1 Springs with 15:15 to play. About 10 minutes later, an unassisted goal by Brady Welsh made it 4-1 Springs with 5:57 to play in the third period. And then on Somerset's last power play attempt of the game, a shorthanded goal by the way of Calvin Grass, unassisted shorthanded goal on his birthday of all days, gets it to go through for a 5-1 Springs lead, and that would be the final score. St. Mary Springs 5 and Somerset 1. The St. Mary Springs Ledgers are going back to the state championship game. The game on Saturday will be played at 9:30 in the morning. Our pregame show will go off at about 9:15 here on KFIZ. Superior, by the way, 35 seconds to play, just got an empty netter. They're up 4-1. So it'll be a couple of programs with a whole lot of history as Superior, one of the best-known programs in the state, coming in to the playoffs this year, 60-34 in postseason games, now 61-34 in state games, I should say, not postseason, in state games. Superior now 61-34, so they've had a whole lot of trips playing in the state championships, and that indeed will be the opponent on Saturday. It'll be St. Mary Springs versus Superior for the Division II State Hockey Championship. The game will be played at the Southern Wood County Ice Center in Wisconsin Rapids, and we will be there with you on Saturday morning. A big thanks to all the broadcast sponsors tonight, Tim Cruz at American Family Insurance, Taco Bell here in Fond du Lac, AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Colt Oil and Propane, Baker Cheese, Edward Jones and Dan Sprater, and of course on our Quest Interior scoreboard, seeing St. Mary Springs advance to the Division II State Championship by way of a 5-1 win over Somerset in the school's first ever meeting. For Spencer Wagon, for letting me play hockey announcer for a night, I appreciate the opportunity. Looking forward to making the trek to Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday to try to bring home another state championship for St. Mary Springs as they play for their seventh state hockey championship in school history. Again, your final score here on KFIZ tonight on our Quest Interior scoreboard. St. Mary Springs is back to the Division II state championship. They defeat Somerset 5-1 here at the Blue Line. Have a great evening, everybody. You've been listening to St. Mary Springs Hockey here on KFIZ.